Time for Jared and Katie's Spelling Bee, a very special edition, as Jason Goodman and Matt take on 9-year-old Henry, Katie's son.
Oh, boy.
Who won his grades, his third grade Spelling Bee for his school, which is really awesome.
So proud.
Congrats.
So proud.
Congrats, Henry.
Thanks.
You know what? I would say Henry's going down, but I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
You can't say it with confidence.
I don't think I can spell third grade.
Well.
Guess we'll see.
Can't spell third grade.
No, third grade. Actually, probably not third grade either.
Honestly, he said that, and my brain started going TH.
Is that right? All right, we're going to start easy. Now, these are, you know, Katie didn't have anything to do with choosing these. I chose all these words.
No way.
I swear, because.
So Henry doesn't know this?
No, Henry, this is the official list that the school puts out that says these are the words we may or may not cover.
Right.
And so. Really, they're just handed this packet, and then you can study it or not study it. I handed that packet to Jared this morning, and I said, I don't want anybody accusing me of rigging the system. So you picked them yourself.
Yep, there's 400 words on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's not like it's...
I can't believe it.
So we're going to start easy just to get everyone's blood flowing. So let's roll on the first one.
Well, you might think it's easy.
No, we're going to start real easy.
Okay.
Let's start with
Explain to Henry how it works, because he did ask me if he had to say the word out loud and then spell it and then say it again, which is the way you do it in a normal spelling bee.
Yeah, you know, I'll say the word and then you write it down. Then I'll say, all right.
Yeah.
All right. And then everyone will put their pens down and we'll take turns. We'll start with Henry for this one. We're going to start real easy just because we're going to start easy. The word is stuck. Just write it down. Write it down, and then we'll. When everyone puts their pens down, then we'll start. All right. Let me know when everyone's ready. All right, Henry, go ahead. Stuck.
S-T-U-C-K. Stuck.
Of course. There you go.
Yes!
We got to ask me running the ding in the bus.
Go ahead, Ray.
All right.
Here, I can do that part. I'll come over here.
All right, Matt.
S-T-U-C-K.
Yes. Jason?
S-T-U-C-K.
All right.
Yes! Yes!
All right. The smartest man alive!
Put a big old check mark down next to that one.
All right. Good job, everyone.
All right, that was just to get started. Okay, now we'll get into some of the progressively harder words. The next word, the third grade spelling bee, quilt. Quilt.
Oh boy.
And we'll start with Matt this time. When everyone puts their pens down, we'll go Matt, Jason, then Henry. Let me know when everyone's pens are down.
Down.
Jason's down.
We're all down?
Henry's down. Matt's down. Yep.
That's like how Matt's hand's already on his head.
He looks stressed.
Yeah, I'm stressed. I am stressed.
Matt.
It doesn't look right, but I don't know how to make it look better.
All right. Same here, Matt.
Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
Quilt. Q-U-I-L-T. Quilt.
Okay. Jason Goodman.
Is that right?
We can't say yet.
Can't say.
Oh. I thought we did, usually.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. We just did it that way.
Well, I probably shouldn't have done that. Okay, go ahead.
We usually do it that way. Yeah, we do it that way. Every time.
Because your pens are down. You can't change it.
Right,
okay.
That is correct.
All right. Yes. Good job.
Q-U-I-L-T.
Okay.
Yes. Works.
Henry got the same? All right.
Q-U-L-I-L-T.
No. Read what you have right here. Yeah. Do it again.
Oh. Q-U-I-L-T.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
You had it written down.
All right. The next word in third grade spelling bee, we have Katie's son Henry, who is the spelling bee champion at his school for his grade in third grade. Awkward. Awkward. We'll start with Jason Goodman. The sentence is, Jason Goodman is awkward in public.
Boy.
I'm just making up random sentences.
You ready?
We'll wait till everyone's done.
Jason's pen's down. Henry's pen's down. Matt's pen's
down. Why is Henry giving me the look like that? He slammed down his pen and gave me a look like he dropped the mic.
He's getting in your head. I like it.
Yeah.
He plays sports. He knows what's up. All right, Jason. Awkward.
A-R-K-W-A-R-D.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Henry, yep.
A-K-W-A-R-D.
Incorrect. Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
A-W-K-W-A-R-D.
What?
Matt is correct.
Whoa!
No way.
There's a W in there, Hen.
Oh. I got it's a W in there. What did he say?
You also have an R in there in the beginning.
A-R. It's not
R-chord. R-chord. All right. It is 1-0-0, right? Okay. The next word is vacuum.
Oh, gosh.
Vacuum. Jason thinks all women should have a nice vacuum. I'm just coming up.
That does not look right at all.
Vacuum. third grade spelling bee, 9-year-old Henry in studio.
I can't get it.
Versus a master's degree holding Professor Matt and Jason Goodman, who holds various titles here at the company.
There's a lot of there's a lot of scratching out. But
I might not hold these.
I wanted to
stuff.
See how it looked in two different versions, and I'm going with the one that looks the best.
Okay. Yes, I agree with Matt. And you know what, Jared? I might not hold the titles anymore after they realize how stupid I am.
That's right. And Henry, when you give your word, you can actually read it from the paper. You don't have to look up if you because yeah. It can get confusing. Yeah. Vacuum. Go ahead, Henry.
V A C U M E.
Incorrect.
Oh, bummer.
Matt.
V-A-C-C-U-M.
Incorrect. Jason Goodman.
Oh, boy. V-A-C-U-M-N.
No.
Crap.
You said M-N?
M-N.
Vacuum.
The old M-N.
Kind of like autumn.
It's right. Autumn.
It doesn't really matter. We all got it wrong. So why am I being pinpointed?
Or like the word damn.
Just like that. Right.
Oh, that was a good one.
Like, it doesn't matter. We all got it wrong.
No. It's just, it's fun.
It is.
Not really.
Vacuum.
Okay.
Carol, you need a vacuum.
Vacuum.
All right. It is still 0-0 to 1.
How do you spell it?
V-A-C-U-U-M.
Two U's.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
See, I wrote V-A-C-C, and then I wrote V-A-C-U-M-M.
I think I spelled before V-A-C-C-U-U-M.
I think I definitely have done that.
Yeah, we put too many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, the next word is February. And we'll start with Matt. February.
Oh my God, this is huge.
Whoa.
Huge word.
Okay.
Oh, it's a huge word.
A word.
What's happening here? February. Third grade spelling list. And by the way, some of these words on here, I'm like, really? Third grade? Okay. That's a lot. Let's go with Matt. Is everyone done?
Yeah.
Yes. Right,
let's go with Matt.
February.
Correct.
Wow.
I got it wrong.
You're just already saying
it. Damn, that's up two now.
What's that? Right. How'd you do it?
February.
February.
February. He's got face dysmorphia.
And I don't know how to spell dysmorphia either.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't either. Henry, what do you got for February?
February.
Incorrect. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, I knew it.
Sorry, bud.
It's 0-0 to 2. Now but you're tied with Jason.
Yep.
You and Jason, same wavelength.
All right. Matt must be practicing.
Yeah, I'm just at home going over elementary school spelling words.
All right, let's try this word. Let's try surprise. We'll start with Jason Goodman.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's still writing.
We are not surprised that Jason is tied with a third grader.
Thank you.
All right. Jason Goodman?
Okay,
is his turn? Okay.
Surprise.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, my God.
Henry was waving it off.
I was like, nope.
My first word in a long time. I think it's been a few months since I spelled anything right.
All right, Henry, what you got?
Surprise.
Ooh, close.
No, sorry, but close.
Very close.
That's the part that trips people up. All right, Matt?
Surprise.
Okay. All right. It is.
Okay.
I could have beat. I was going to give you a point against
3
Matt.
To 1 to 0, right?
I'm glad you're keeping score.
Yeah, I shouldn't be because I'm going to mess it up. I know I will.
No, 3-0-1.
3-0-1.
Yeah. No, 2-0-1.
No, yes, Matt's gotten 3.
No, if you're getting credit for that one, so do I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we both spelled it right.
Okay.
All right. We have more third grade spelling words in this awesome spelling bee between Jason Goodman, Matt, and Katie's son, Henry. Don't go anywhere. That's next, Jared and Katie in the morning.